You're with us in the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're talking about the human-made fires in the Amazon. The world's largest rainforest spans more than 2 million miles in northern South America, mainly in Brazil. And you might have come across this factoid: an area the size of a football field is wiped out every minute. The Amazon rainforest plays a really critical part in regulating our world's oxygen and carbon cycle, and we wanted to know more clearly connect what's happening in the Amazon to our home here in Wisconsin. So what questions do you have about the fires in the Amazon? How should it be managed or regulated? We're at 800-642-1234. Robert Simeone has been a forester in northern Wisconsin and South America for 35 years. His work with indigenous communities in Bolivia, Peru, and Ecuador led him to become one of the founders of the Forest Stewardship Council. Robert, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
So Brazil's portion of the Amazon rainforest is burning at the highest rate in years. Is this unusual?
Well, it's a definite uptick from what it's been in the last decade. I mean, to put the Amazon into context, like you say, it's the largest rainforest in the world, and if you could fit the entire continental U.S. within the Amazon basin. So it's a very large area. It also contains about 30% of the world's biodiversity, which is very important. But it's also a massive carbon sink, and it sequesters about 86 billion tons of carbon within the living biomass. The Brazilian Amazon is about 60% of the watershed, and then the rest of the watershed is the upper watershed mainly. It rings the Brazilian plain in the upper watershed, which is consists of about 8 countries up in the foothills of the Andes, which is actually the wettest and the most biologically diverse and fragile lands. And these are also suffering large rates of increases in deforestation.
So how much burning is safe and even necessary for the Amazon?
Well, there was, you know, for the good news is that 80% of the forest is still intact. But you also need to understand that we've lost 17% of the Amazon forest in just the last 30 years. So there's been since Brazil established an extensive road network back in the 60s, because they have large population centers in Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo, so they were trying to decentralize the country to some degree. So they were giving land away to people. And today, the Amazon is a home of about 30 million people, of which about 10% are indigenous people. So for the last 30 years or so, we've had massive deforestation occurring, and it reached a peak in 2005, where we lost an area about the size of half of the state of Wisconsin in that time, about 7 million acres. But then that's on the positive side, that was followed by a decade from about 2005 to 2015 of about a 75% decrease in cutting for a variety of policy reasons that the government of Brazil implemented, and they also created large areas of protected areas and indigenous reserves. An area approximately, I use Yellowstone, which is about 2 million acres, as kind of a measure in context, and they established about 25 Yellowstones at that time in the Amazon. So there was it was a very positive thing, but this has now been followed now in the last couple of years with a major increase again in the rate of deforestation. And we're losing an area of about the size of Yellowstone, which is about 2 million acres each year at this point.
We're talking with Robert Simeone. He's a forester who has worked in the forests of Wisconsin and South America for decades. What questions do you have about the fires in the Amazon? 800-642-1234. Robert, the Amazon rainforest gets that nickname, the Earth's lungs, because it produces so much of our planet's oxygen. Why should Wisconsinites be concerned about fires in the Amazon rainforest? Connected home here for us?
Well, I guess the big concern is what the effects it will have on climate change, because it sequesters so much carbon. As the forests burn, this carbon is released into the atmosphere. So about 15% of the global carbon emissions come from world deforestation, right? So the concern is what's referred to as the tipping point in the Amazon, where, as I mentioned, about 17% of the forest has already been cut. If we reach 20 to 25%, and that's very possible to occur within the next 10, 15 years, we could reach this tipping point, which will have widespread effects on climate. Like you say, it's a function of basically oxygen, water, and carbon. Like you say, it's, you know, the Amazon is, you know, called the lungs of the earth because forests take in our take in CO2, carbon, and release oxygen. It's exactly the opposite of what humans do. And so it's very, it serves, it's a hell of a service that it provides everyone on the planet, right? But also rainfall, 70% of the rainfall that occurs in the Amazon basin comes from what's referred to as evapotranspiration. And this is trees taking up water through their roots and then evaporating it up back up into the atmosphere through their leaves, right? And this is to the scale of about 20 billion tons of water that are released each day back into the atmosphere just from the Amazon. And that exceeds, you know, the river is the largest in the world, and it dumps about 17 billion tons of fresh water into the sea each year. So the evapotranspiration exceeds what actually goes out into the sea each time. So the problem we see is that if the forest is deforested beyond this tipping point of 20 to 25%, the climate in the Amazon will become warmer and drier. And this will then reduce the remaining forest to natural conversion to savannas. That's non-forest areas, right? And this will result in a massive release of carbon into the atmosphere, and it'll contribute to what's happening in, you know, what we refer to as a cascading event of global climate change. So just the Amazon alone can have major, major impact on global climate.
Well, let's look at the political influence here. Mark in Menominee has a question. Hi, Mark. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hey, I'm not quite exactly sure how to answer my question, but my question is, as far as cutting down the forest and not cutting down the forest, and who's responsible for enforcing that? Like, where does that breakdown take place? Is it a local thing? Is it a government thing? Is it a country thing? Where does that happen?
Yeah, basically all across the Amazon, Brazil and in other countries, it's farmers that are expanding their farmland, right? And you have to think of it as tens of thousands of points of light. This is not like wildfire like we've had in California. The tropical forest will not normally just burn. In fact, it's an asbestos forest. It just won't burn. They have to cut it down and pile it up in windrows and then douse it with kerosene and they burn it, right? So it's the idea of trying to control the fires, like they're trying to do this here by throwing money at it or sending the military up. It's so dispersed. Like I said, tens of thousands of points of farmers, you know, clearing their farmland. So what are the causes of this? A lot of it has to do with the newly elected president, Jair Bolsonaro, who has changed a lot of the controls and this incentives that have been established over the years to control deforestation. But also a major impact has been the U.S. Tariffs on China. And what that has done, because after the U.S., Brazil is the largest producer of soybeans, so China is scrambling to try to find new sources of soybeans. And this has created a huge demand and higher prices for soybeans in Brazil. And this is pushing deforestation as people are trying to take advantage by planting larger and larger acreages in soybeans.
Robert, we only have some seconds left, but I understand you were in the Amazon in 2016 last. When you go there, when you visit, can you take us there? What is it like to breathe? What is it like to see? What always just strikes you when you go there?
Well, between the months of August and December, it's pretty impactful or interesting to, it's discouraging. Let's put it that way. You don't see on a clear day, you won't see the sun until about 11 o'clock in the morning, and it's kind of an orange glow, and it starts disappearing about, again, 2 in the afternoon, and it's just the amount of smoke in the air from the burnings. So, just the physical effect of the quality, air quality on millions of people, that's a major thing. But it's very real. People feel this everywhere within the Amazon. You understand, everybody is aware of what's happening. So it's not something that's kind of going on and isolated, in an isolated event. No, it's region wide.
Well,
and the impact are region wide.
Yeah, Robert, thank you for bringing us closer. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Robert Simeone has been a forester in northern Wisconsin and South America for 35 years. He's one of the founders of the Forest Stewardship Council. Coming up, areas across the state are considering adding or expanding ATV trails. We'll learn about what that means for communities and tourism. Do you have an ATV? Do you ride? 800-642-1234. We'll be back after this news update on the Ideas Network.